You don't have to go far to hear music in Philadelphia. Sometimes it's on the next street corner. A guy with an acoustic guitar plays folk rap on Rittenhouse Square while people mailing their bills at the post office at 9th and Chestnut are entertained by a vibraphonist. Now, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns looks at what Philadelphia has on its street and what it could have.
They take you by surprise, delivering music that you neither anticipated nor requested. And that lack of expectation is why street musicians sometimes penetrate your psyche more readily than cultivated talents heard under more formal circumstances. Like last summer, when I came out of a subway in Munich, Germany, and heard a Barbara Seville sing-along. What was this disparate band of fiddles and accordions doing here, in front of a department store window with mannequins behind them staring into space? Collectively known as the Balkan Connection, one member after another agreed, nightclubs are less profitable, and the direct contact that they have with listeners on the street is clearly more fun. Street musicians, after all, may well be the oldest entertainment in the civilized world.
I think probably there has been street entertainment ever since there have been streets.
That's Merrill Levitz, president and CEO of the Greater Philadelphia Tourism Marketing Corporation, who sees street musicians as enhancing the cool factor of the city. She wants to see them on the Avenue of the Arts and the Ben Franklin Parkway. Mostly, though, they seem to pop up at random, like Sam Tremble, the 28-year-old Rutgers Camden graduate I stumbled upon playing drums and vibraphone on Market Street.
I don't know if it's a viable career, but it's a good hustle.
And one with much mobility.
Yesterday when I was playing, I got kicked out of like four places. I was outside of the post office and they're like, hey, sounds good, but it's federal property. Just, you know, pack it up and go across the street.
The audience is accidental. Benign rejection is all but guaranteed. But street listeners give the musicians more than they realize.
Because then you can pick things up from people, and then that can really influence how you're playing. I was sitting out here last night, and there was a guy just sort of like staring blankly across the street, and I was playing a blues, but it ended up being a lot more of like a slow, sort of painful blues than it probably would have been if I was just playing by myself or playing in a club or something.
That's 18-year-old trumpeter Nate Allen on Union Square in New York. His percussionist buddy Blair Milne, a former Temple University student, even gets ideas from nearby machinery.
Sounds like that beep right there might give me a rhythm in mind.
But even they were asked to move further down the square, where they had to worry about competing with a troupe of Hare Krishnas, who were from Bushwick and not to be messed with. In Philadelphia, Sam Tremble is happiest when he creates his own venue on First Fridays, when the galleries of Old City open their doors.
We just played in a dark alley off of like 2nd and Arch or something. We even purposefully were like, let's not even be out in the open. If people want to come here, they'll come. And there had to have been over 100 people.
Something to love about street musicians are their names, Igor Stravinsky and Peter Alias. Their music can be wonderfully unmediated, interesting at times, unbearable at others. Like that saxophonist in New York who gets on a crowded subway at 8 a.m. and plays so badly that you pay him to stop? He probably wouldn't survive on the suffer-no-fool streets of Philadelphia. But Philadelphia's policy on street musicians is a bit murky. SEPTA requires a permit that's free while limiting musicians to particular concourses. Maybe something like that is needed citywide. Merrill Levitz is in favor.
How about the talented amateur, or how about the Curtis student, or how about the AVA student?
Music is Philadelphia's best export, and maybe with more musicians on the streets, more visitors and residents would know that.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.